Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Just want to invite you to come out and be a part of our Passion Play. It's going to be held May the 15th, 16th, and the 17th. Special singing starts at 6 o'clock, and then the play begins at 7. Here's the Raines family.
This trial that I'm in today didn't take you by surprise. You have bottled up the fallen tears and wiped them from my eyes. The pain of loss, the grief so real, the sorrow that I feel. This storm is great to me, but Jesus, you are greater still. Choose to still the storm or calm my troubled sea. You may choose to drown the waves of fear that cover me. You may choose to heal the hurt or wash away the pain. But if not, you're still good. Fit for you, so keep me soft and pliable for the work you want to do. Help me trust your plan for me and wholly lean on you. So keep me on the potter's wheel to be a vessel tried and true. You may choose to still storm or calm my troubled sea. You may choose to drown the waves of fear that cover me. You may choose to heal the hurt or wash away the pain. But if not, you're still good anyway.
Blessing. Take your Bible this morning and please turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter number 8. The book of Genesis chapter number 8 is where we'll find our text verses today. And we've been preaching for some time now on the spiritual understanding, the spiritual representation of the ark. And a lot of people call it Noah's ark. It's not really Noah's ark because Noah did not own the design. Noah didn't own the building materials. Noah didn't own any of those things. Only thing that Noah did was put the ark together, amen. And so it was God's ark, but Noah was the builder. And so we appreciate the goodness of God. We've talked about for some time, we first looked at the man of the ark, speaking about Noah, the building of the ark. We preached a message on the imitation of the ark. We've preached on the divisions of the stories within the ark, the window of the ark. And then the last time that I preached, we were speaking about the resting of the ark, and today we're going to focus our attention on chapter number 8, verses 6 through 12, And we're going to be looking at the two birds that point us to two different types, two different natures, if you will. Verse number 6. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the earth or off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and so she returned to him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand, and he took her and pulled her into him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. And so Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth, and he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. As we begin today, we're looking at the types and the pictures of Christ. Does anybody remember what we said that the ark was a representation of? Anybody remember that? Jesus, amen. Jesus is pictured there in the ark. Now, let me say this to you. The ark is a picture of Jesus, but it's not a perfect picture of Jesus. Before we know that it is not Christ, amen. When Jesus came, he is perfect in every way, amen. However, that's just a picture of the Lord, amen. It shows us some similarities. It shows us some things about the attributes of Christ, but we know that that ark is not Christ, amen. Well, there was one that was coming, amen, thank God. A Savior, a Lamb, amen, who cometh to take away the sins of the world. I want to throw you just a disclaimer this morning just to remind you of those things. But when we're looking at these two birds, I want to begin by looking at the raven. And before we do that, I want to remind you that we're witnessing the changing from one world, a world that fell under judgment and sin and depravity. Y'all remember those things? That's why that the rain came, amen, was to wipe out. That's why the flood came, was to wipe out the wickedness of mankind. And so we're seeing the changing and the cleansing of one world to a brand new world, amen, a new beginning, if you will. Y'all with me? This is in chapter number 8, and so chapter number, the number 8, 7 is God's number of completion, right? And then we get to chapter number 8. The number 8 symbolic is always mentioned like this in numerology. It's always a new beginning, amen. And so we're looking at a brand new world. The raven is a picture. It's a bird that does not return. Look at verse number 7. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. So when we're looking at the nature of the raven, what kind of bird is it? That's what we need to ask ourselves this morning. What type of bird is this raven? Well, a raven is a blackbird. How many knows that? It's a black bird. Well, the color black has always been associated with sin and evil and darkness, amen. Evil, when you're looking at evil, it's always been a representation of darkness or black or you know, without light, right, amen. And so when you look at that old world of wickedness, I tell you what, take your Bible, let's go back to chapter number 6. Chapter number 6, just flip back over chapter number 6. Let me look if I can see if I can find it real quickly. Let's see. Yeah, look at verse number 5. And God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great on the earth, and every imagination and the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man from whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I had made him. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So this old world was a world of depravity, it was a world of sinfulness, a world of wickedness, amen? And so this raven is sent forth, and the Bible says it flies to and fro in all the world. Now we have no clue what happened to it. No clue. It never returns back to the ark, and it just stays out there, it never returns back. So this raven seems to be it's a picture, if you will, of the old man The Bible said that he made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, right? That's our new nature. However, the old man, listen, it was a man of a fallen state. Somebody asked me one time, they said, how did we become sinners? That's pretty simple. You go back to the book of Genesis and then we get over there in chapter number 3 and chapter number 2. What you find is this, that God gave man an opportunity. Man made the wrong decision in the garden. The Bible said that he said, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The day that you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt surely what? Die. Amen. There's going to be consequences. So how do we get into this place, this fallen nature? How do we get in this place where I'm a sinner? We are descendants of Adam, amen. We were born into this lifestyle. However, listen, you don't have to live like this. No, amen, you can be born again by the grace of God and be saved, amen, regenerated by the power of the gospel. That's what we're seeing today in these two birds. We're seeing two different types of natures. Now watch this raven, black bird, amen, he's a meat eater. He feeds off of death. He feeds off of destruction. He feeds off of this old world. Can I tell you, have you ever noticed this? That sinners, before they get saved with the grace of God, they got a nature. Their nature's always chewing on the destruction, always chewing on the old world, always going to the sinful pots of the world. And they always love to find their help and their enjoyment comes from the pleasures of sin. Right. What they don't realize is they're just chewing on the old destruction, the old world, the old life. And the Bible said there's pleasure in sin for a season, amen. But those things are going to pass away. And one of these things, man, those things are not going to, you're not going to find that enjoyment forever. It is only temporal. Yep. Last night there's bars that are full. And last night there's clubs that are overflowing. And last night there was people who struggled to get home this very morning. However, I'm going to tell you something. You cannot find joy in the depravity of this world. It's only a temporal satisfaction, friend. We never find anything about the raven. It's just flying off. Now, I want you to see what happened, though. Remember what that ark was a picture of? It was a picture of who? Jesus. That raven flies. I tell you, this is what I believe. You can believe what you want to believe, amen. But this is what I think. I think when that raven got free from that ark, he said, praise. Thank God I'm free. I don't have to live like that. I don't have to live under the mantle leadership of Noah and the ark anymore. I'm free now. I can do whatever I want to do. Reminds me of a sinner, amen. Oh, I said, look, there ain't never been a sinner that loved church. Ain't never, y'all with me this morning? I said, I don't understand about that holler and that scream, and that don't make no sense to me. I don't understand why everybody gets excited about Jesus. We're not shouting because of where we're living right now. We're shouting about one to come, amen. We're shouting about our eternity. That's what we're looking for. That's what we're living for, amen. We're not living for the day of the destruction. No, we're living for our future. And our future's bright, hallelujah. He's out there feeding it out. Now, I want you to see something. That old raven was out there flying to and fro. The Bible said he's flying to and fro, right? In other words, he has no place. He has no place. He finds no rest. He's just all the time in searching of that destruction. Speaks of our old man. Now, I want you to see something else, too. That rebellious lifestyle, that reverse. Listen, according to Leviticus chapter number 11, verse 13, the raven was an unclean bird. In other words, it was not fit to eat. You wouldn't want to eat a raven because it's a scavenger. It's eating off the destruction and the trash and all of those things. It's eating off of death. And so you don't. That's no good to eat. You don't want none of that. And so Noah sent this bird out first, and it never returned. Though the water still covered the entire earth, listen, there's no return. So I thought about how did he survive? He was surviving off of the death of the old world.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. 1832. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.